Adapt education for a longer work life. People are healthier now than ever before, and many are excited about the prospect of living for a century. Today, workers over 55 are opting to stay in the workforce longer than previous generations, often switching between multiple jobs to sustain their income and advance their careers. With longer lifespans, it's expected that the average person will continue working well into their 70s. However, this positive trend comes with its challenges. The job market is bound to undergo significant transformations in the coming decades. The most sought-after jobs in 5 years might not even exist today. Continuous learning is vital for older workers to stay in the game. Just having a college degree isn't enough anymore. To stay competitive, they need access to ongoing training and information. But here's the catch: the programs they need aren't widely available yet. Policymakers and educators need to focus on creating new ways for older workers to learn about technology without having to leave their jobs. If we don't, it could harm not only the current older workforce but also the future prosperity of everyone. To stay competitive, workers need to adapt to emerging technologies. As automation takes over mundane tasks, employers are seeking workers with emotional intelligence, adaptability, and interpersonal skills, while humans and machines collaborate closely. This necessitates a culture of continuous learning, where individuals engage in lifelong learning, either through on-the-job training or returning to education periodically to upgrade their skills, ensuring they stay relevant and adaptable in the evolving workforce. In Finland, the government and private companies are teaming up to teach 1% of the population the basics of machine learning. This program aims to prepare people for the future, where understanding AI is crucial for staying ahead. By learning about machine learning, workers become more resilient against job automation and can navigate the ethical challenges AI brings to our lives. Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook CEO, emphasizes that mastering AI isn't just about employment, it's about shaping the world for ourselves and future generations. Develop a better learning system for workers. Workers need a new and improved learning system. This system will help them get ready for the future. To make this happen, people who make policies, teachers, and employers need to put money into new ways of learning that keep going. This new learning system should have 5 main parts. 1. Finding the way. Adults need to know how to use their skills, experiences, interests, and goals to get better jobs. 2. Getting help. Helping workers stay on track with their education and avoid distractions demands a complete, wraparound support system. This means providing services to assist them in managing their various responsibilities and guiding them through job changes or finding new career paths. 3. Focusing on the goal. Students need to be able to learn things that will make them better. It's important to value their education, not just the skills they learn. This will make them more attractive to employers. 4. Bringing it all together. To bring education into the workplace, we need money. Workers should have time to learn at work, earn money while using their new skills, and reach for better opportunities. 5. Being open and honest. Employers need to be fair and honest when they hire people. They should let workers show what they can do. This will make employers look at more people when they are hiring. These 5 parts are based on workers being able to get information about learning and building their careers in a way that is organized. Sharing data will be the main thing that helps workers move up in their careers. It will help create a common language and push workers towards a shared goal. Lifelong learning, rethinking adult education. The current education system wasn't built to support lifelong learning, which puts a lot of grown-ups at a disadvantage. Many working adults, especially those without college degrees, miss out on chances to keep learning at work. This means people from different backgrounds don't get the same opportunities to grow. Many adults, mostly from working-class backgrounds, struggle to access formal education due to inflexible schedules. Balancing work and family responsibilities leaves them with little time or energy for traditional schooling. If colleges can't accommodate these adults by offering flexible enrollment options or financial support, it's time to reconsider the purpose of education altogether. Transform higher education. Learning in a way that fits you like a glove usually costs a lot, which many working folks can't afford. Going back to school just adds to the financial stress they already have. But there's hope. A new kind of university is popping up, like College Unbound in Providence, Rhode Island. Here, all the students are grown-ups, and they get help paying for their education from federal student aid. Rachel Carlson, CEO of Guild Education, has devised another solution. Guild Education assists workers in acquiring the degrees and credentials necessary for higher-paying jobs. They guide employees toward learning opportunities funded by their employers. This approach benefits both parties. Employees find the right program and get it paid for, while employers avoid high turnover rates by upskilling their workforce. Learn at work for lifelong skills. Securing funds for a fresh education system is a tough job, especially when the existing one focuses mainly on young people. Despite the 2014 Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act aiming to help working Americans enhance their skills, the federal investment averages a meager $574 per person. Philanthropic and business sources, while available, often prioritize educating the youth. Even with great tuition reimbursement, companies still expect workers to do all the heavy lifting when it comes to finding learning opportunities and making time for education. Employers need to step up and do more if they want to support lifelong learning. Large corporations such as Walmart are innovating how their employees learn by seamlessly integrating training into the workday, avoiding additional stress on their personal lives. This approach, characterized by bite-sized learning modules directly linked to career advancement within the company, benefits both employees and the corporation itself. By prioritizing upskilling its existing workforce over seeking new talent to fill skill gaps, Walmart not only saves costs but also maintains a competitive edge in the market. Break the credential barrier. Job seekers often find themselves overshadowed by up-credentialing and credential inflation, where fancy diplomas steal the spotlight from actual skills. This means experienced workers without prestigious credentials miss out on opportunities, creating an unfair advantage for those with the right piece of paper. Former Stanford University Graduate School of Education Dean Richard Shavelson suggests a solution to bias in hiring, a blind audition process. This method, inspired by orchestras in the 1970s, hides the identity of applicants from judges. This approach was adopted by orchestras to address a bias favoring male musicians, leading to a more balanced selection of players. Innovative hiring tactics. Shavelson suggests a new way of hiring called the try-and-see method. Here, employers give job tasks to potential hires and watch how they perform. This helps determine if they're competent for the job. This approach, along with others focusing on skills instead of degrees, makes hiring quicker and fairer. It also helps avoid accidentally discriminating against applicants. The jobs of the future will rely more on people's skills along with advancing technology. This means education needs to adapt to the needs of a new generation. Instead of just a 4-year degree that might become outdated, we need to offer personalized learning and support for what we'll call learning workers. Key points. 1. Learn continuously for a changing job market. Skills like adaptability matter. 2. Workers need a new system. Skills, support, goals, workplace integration, fair hiring. 3. Rethink adult education for accessibility and flexibility, catering to working class needs. 4. Invest in on-the-job training for a skilled and competitive workforce, as shown by Walmart. 5. Prioritize skills over credentials in hiring to overcome biases, using methods like blind auditions. 6. Collaborate to shape the future by understanding and emerging technologies in the job landscape.